to glorify a great Mahabhagavat, Lord Shiva, and discuss his divine quality purifies our heart. So you all are exhibiting that interest and you're coming forward to hear. So I really appreciate. Thank you. So today we're going to sing, as it shows, all the information that we're going to discuss next, that are from Srila Prabhupada and disciplic succession that they gave us. First of all, I would like everybody to participate by folding your hand and let us offer our prayers to Srila Prabhupada and disciplic succession all the way to Radha Shyama Sundar, so that they can empower us to glorify them. This will please to them, Lord Shiva will be happy, we will be benefited, and my heart will be purified also. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunnabadi Paschata Deshatarine Bancha Kalpa Taruvescha Kripa Sindhu Bahivacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavebho Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. One more time louder. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare First question is, why Lord Shiva? In our day-to-day life, if you really focus, every ISKCON temple we sing evening arati. Evening arati, you know who is there in that arati? Lord Shiva is there. Kiva jayo jayo gaura chande. In that song, the last song, Kiva Shiva Sukhanarada Premegada Gada. Lord Shiva comes every evening arati, to every. That's why Prabhupada saw even Lord Shiva in the Western world, where Jamuna Devi was singing. Prabhupada saw, Narad Muni came. They do come. Question is, are we prepared to serve? Then we'll be able to see them. Also, Lord Shiva, we sing many songs that Lord Shiva is there. Narada Muni Bajaya Dina. How many of you heard that song? Can you raise hand? Okay, Lord. In that song, it says that what form of Lord Shiva comes to sing? Pancha Badana. Pancha Badana means five faces. It's from Bhagavatam, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur put it in a song format. Would you like to know why Lord Shiva has a five faces? When we do kirtan, you have one person play harmonium, one mridanga, and one kartal. Imagine you can extend yourself into five and make this beautiful kirtan. That's why he has all this facility. He creates five different melodies while he is glorifying Lord. Isn't it so cool? Lord Shiva is the best kirtaniya.
Yes, I even prayed to Lord Shiva that he cures me of the current sickness that I've been suffering since the end of last month, so that way I can feel all better again tomorrow.
Okay, sure. Why not? Okay, next. Okay. When I joined Achyutananda Prabhu's white tape, Prabhupada's time, he was singing this. And then I saw Jayapataka Maharaj singing many leaders. So let us sing this. This is a Shiva song, that how Shiva dance and sing together.
Brahma Bale Chaturmukhe Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Mahadeva Panchamukhe Rama Rama Hare Hare.
One more time.
Brahma Bale Chaturmukhe Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Mahadeva Panchamukhe Rama Rama Hare Hare.
One more time.
Brahma Bale Chaturmukhe Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Mahadeva Panchamukhe
Thank you. Everybody is familiar with this song?
Yeah.
We sing this. Jaya Radhe, Jaya Krishna, Jaya Vrindavan, Sri Govinda Gopinath Madana Mohan. You know who composed this? Chaitanya Charitamrita writer Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Out of his ecstasy, he glorified Vrindavan Dham. And during his glorification, he also sang Gopeshwar Mahadev. Let us chant that also.
Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavana Mahadev. Jaya Jaya Krishna Sakha Bhattu Dijara.
One more time.
Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavana Mahadev.
One more time.
Jaya Jaya Gopeshwara Vrindavana
all glories to Gopeshwar Shiva who reside in Vrindavan to protect the holy dham and the Brajavasi. Alachua is a Vrindavan. He will protect us if we are willing to serve and express our gratitude and also respect all the devotees according to their respective position. Lord Shiva loves that. When you really respect the devotees according to their respective position, Lord Shiva will take care of you. It's a fact. Okay, next, Prabhu. Okay, next. This is, okay, what is Shivaratri? This is a common thing. Generally, there is a reference in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Nagar, 284, different places also in Padma Puran, that is a birthday when everybody knows what was the first creation in this universe. Brahmaji, what did he create first?
Good. To create people to populate the universe.
Yes. I'm looking for a particular. What was the first creation, do you know? Five types of ignorance. Generally we don't think. So Brahmaji was very depressed after, because Prabhupada writes in the purport, because he is a devotee, when he looked at this tamas, Andha Tamishra, Tamaha, Maha, Moha, Moha, means you will forget your spiritual identity. You will think, I'm this body. Bodily relation is everything. After death, nothing remains. Finish. Such a heavy ignorance we all have. We are born with it. So then, Brahmaji was depressed. Then he meditated again. Then four subject matter manifested in his heart to counter this five layer of ignorance. That was yoga, jnana, vairagya, tapa. I'm not going in details, just to give him. And then he was thinking, who is going to preach? Who is going to do this? These four things. The four Kumara appear.
Yeah,
after four Kumara appears, he asks the four Kumaras, now you help me to procreate and fill this whole universe with the people.
Oh, yeah.
But they say,
no.
They
refuse.
So when they say they refuse, correct. When they refuse, that time from his eyebrow, Lord Shiva appeared. This Shiva that appeared, Rudra that appeared, is not eternal form. But it has a connection with Sadashiva in Golok Vrindavan. I'm just giving you little information. If you need more details, we can discuss after the class, because this class I have focused on to finish this. So this Shiva procreated billions of his descendants. But guess what? They are not to maintain. They are to devour each other. So Brahmaji said, stop, no more. This is not what I want. I want somebody who will maintain the family and procreate more. Not like devouring each other. You create and eat each other. So he said, go do austerity. Go do austerity. And when I need to destroy the universe, I'll call you. So that Shiva is still today. He's meditating with all his billions of descendants. Everybody okay? This is one Shiva. Okay, next, Prabhu.
Whoa,
next.
That's a really cool picture.
Okay. Now, there's a question comes, especially in India, so much. Who is God? Is Shiva or Vishnu? Of course, the devotee don't have that problem, because devotee understand and accept the authority of Shastra and Acharyas like Prabhupada. Prabhupada gave a very complete picture in Bhagavatam purport. So this pastime I thought of discussing very short. You know Ravana, whom Lord Ramchandra was going to kill, but before he crossed the ocean, he thought of having a conversation with Shiva. Why? Because Ravana is a staunch follower of Shiva. And his wife too, Parvati also. Mandadari, Ravana's wife. Mandadari actually, anyway, I won't go that route. Mandadari wanted to marry Shiva, but then Parvati cursed her to become a little frog. But then Shiva counseled to his wife, come on, I'm not going to marry anybody, you are my only wife. So it's okay for 12 years. You know the architect, engineer for the demons? What's his name? Mayadhanava. Very good. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember. Mayadhanava.
Yes. Mayadhanava wanted a daughter. And he was meditating. Lord Shiva says, be it, you'll have. That was the time period where Mandadari, that girl wanted to marry Shiva, came out from the well, from a little back to a beautiful girl. Then he gave it to Mayadhanava, who actually gave it to Ravana to marry. That's how it is. A whole episode of Shiva. Big.
Oh, yeah.
But back to this. So before Lord Shiva was crossing the ocean, he built a nice lingam. So then he thought, I will have a conversation with Shiva while I'm worshipping, so that he knows I'm coming there, because his staunch follower is Ravana. So that time while he was worshipping Shiva, all these brahmanas, all these villagers and brahmanas' family, they all gathered there. They said, we thought Ram is God. He's worshipping Shiva. Ha ha! Shiva is God, Shiva is God, everybody is saying. Then all of a sudden in the sky, all the demigod shows up. This is horrible, what they're saying. They said, you all are fools. Don't say Shiva is God. Shiva is God, yes, Ram is also God. So they started next slogan. Ram is God, Shiva is God. Ram is God, Shiva is God. Then Shiva, till today if you go to Rameshwaram, you'll see a little crack. I personally saw that crack. That crack is still there. Shiva came out from the Shiva Linga. He said, you all are fools. I am not God. I am a servant of Lord Ram. Ram Isharam. Rameshwaram. Ram is my Lord. So he established. Then all the villager Brahmananda said, okay, Lord Ram Chandra Bhagavan ki jai. They also respected Shiva, but was established. Very nice. Next one. So this is where you are. You are in one side is material world and other side is spiritual world. And guess where Shiva lives?
In between.
In between. Thank you. Actually, Shiva lives in everywhere. Because he has a different personalities and different form. He is the only person or only personality that exists in a pure goodness, transcendental world in Golok Vrindavan. He also lives in the darkest ignorance. Shiva, Maya, Sanghi, Guna, Sanghi, Tama, Gun, Abesh, Maya Atito, Guna Atito, Vishnu Paramesh. Mahaprabhu quoted this verse, is in Madhya Lila chapter 2273, that Shiva comes completely under Maya. He is a product of Maya. What? Shiva is not a product of Maya? Yes. Which one? The Rudra Shiva that came out from the Brahma's eyebrow. But that Shiva is also Krishna's expansion, Mahab. You follow? Vishnu Datta never comes under Maya. Both are theirs simultaneously. That's why it is difficult to understand Shiva Tattva. Okay, next, Prabhu. We come to this spiritual life, but we should always focus. We are eternally dependent on Krishna. Whether you agree or not doesn't matter. Whether you believe or not doesn't matter. You are eternally dependent on Krishna. You have a own volition. You have a free choice. Yes, minute. This is Jiva. This is from Prabhupada's purport of Bhagavatam. You are in the middle. You can always have a spiritual attitude, material attitude. When I see a beautiful Mataji, I can think, I want to enjoy her, that is material. Or she is a devotee of Krishna, I should respect her, that is spiritual. I am making material and spiritual by the attitude. This is what very important. Next proof. Now we come to Krishna consciousness. One side is material, birth, death, old age, disease. Another side is spiritual world. You still have to make the choice. Next proof. And when you make the choice, you still have to go through Shiva. You wonder where Shiva is right now with you? This body. This body is a false ego product. All the senses, the material elements, earth, air, water, fire, ether, these are all Shiva products. 16 from the false ego, from Bhagavatam Prabhupada explains. And when you cross material ocean, not physically, but by the elevation of your consciousness, that you lost attraction for sense enjoyment, literally, practically. And you can be in Alachua, but you are already crossing the material world. Before you go to spiritual world, two things you have to have a forefront, according to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. If you do not have this, you will be stuck there in the middle. Chances to fall down again is there. It's very important. That's why we see the big fighter with Maya, the good devotees, even they have a little fumbles, you know, they come down sometimes. So this is very important. What is that middle part Shiva is? I'm going to give in 1 minute explanation according to Bhakti Siddhanta Sri Thakur. There is a proper conception and there is a misconception. Proper conception is, I'm eternal, I'm conscious being, I'm a servant of Krishna. In my heart, there is a particular sentiment, love, I am holding as a lover for Krishna to enjoy as a beloved. This is proper conception, proper identity. Misconception is, you don't have to tell me what to do. I'm nobody's servant. I can do whatever I want. I can live without Hare Krishna. Do you know? I used to think also, I could think. Anybody can think. Where that thought comes? This is not soul can think like this. Soul can never think, I can do whatever I want. I can become the next president of America. I can enjoy sex, I can enjoy movie, I can do. Where this thought comes from? This is misconception and proper conception. Please remember this. Meeting place, misconception, proper conception, meeting place is this Shiva. He has a consciousness. When we misuse free will, we got attracted by the allure activities of Maya, then somebody took birth called false ego. Srila Prabhupada writes, false ego actually born before the universe, but it's a product of Shiva, Brahma Sangita explains. So the moment we misuse our free will and got attraction to the material nature and you develop the desire to enjoy, this consciousness, I am nobody's servant, nobody has to tell me, I will do whatever I want to do. That consciousness entered in you from him, from Lord Shiva. And the whole process of Krishna consciousness is nothing but purifying that. It is not going to go away. You have to utilize it and purify. That's why jagna is, sacrifice is the number one priority. We do come to temple. What do? This is jagna. We are giving our time. We are giving our energy. This is jagna. That's the only way you can purify and let go that consciousness. When that consciousness goes, you are coming to the point of like Shiva. That time Mayadevi will bow down to you. But before you come to that point, she will even give herself to divert you. What to talk about her energy? Haridas Thakur is the good proof. Not only Haridas Thakur, many other examples. She will literally come in a form that you have a weakness. Where are you going? Why you need to go? What is wrong? Nothing wrong in this world. Come on, it's good weather, good food. We can live happy. This is her trap. So just be careful. I'm sorry. Okay, Prabhu, next. Next, this is the false ego. Okay, form of Shiva, very quickly. Form of Shiva. Can someone read for me? Well, this is, yes, this is from Bhagavatam. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Chitra Ketur Uvacha Esha Loka Guru Shakshad Dharma Bhakta Sharirinam Aste Mukhya Sabayam Vai Mituni Vuya Baryaya. Chitra Ketur said, Lord Shiva, the spiritual master of the general populace, is the best of all living entities who have accepted material bodies. He enunciates the system of religion, yet how wonderful it is that he is embracing his wife Parvati in the midst of an assembly of great single persons.
Thank you. Give him a little applause. Good boy. Thank you. Okay, next Prabhu. But this is not Gopeshwar Mahadev. This is the Shiva where? Who can tell me? Who has the material body?
Oh.
That from the, in between the eyebrow of Brahmaji.
Okay.
Okay, this is more details about this from Chaitanya Chaitanya Adi Lila. He has a 5 faces, 3 eyes, 10 hands. Next. Can Mother Sukada Devi, would you like to read? Someone? Yeah, go ahead. Just the translation is fine. This is Brahmaji told to his son Shiva that these are the places you're going to stay. Do you know where they are? Within you, within us, within everybody, within outside, inside, everywhere Shiva is there. When you see that two person is fighting, Shiva. Yeah. When you see hurricane, Shiva. Any catastrophe in this world is Shiva because he resides there. But that's Rudra Tattva Shiva. Next, Prabhu. Next. These are the just Lord Shiva's family member. Would you like to know where is family member? Can you give the microphone to someone? Can read?
Oh.
No, you read. Let give other also opportunity. You can give to Adigata Prabhu or anybody. Volunteer. Here. You can read that. Oh, after this. You have to go down. Yes. You want to know who is his family member? Let's hear. You can give me.
Srimad Bhagavatam 6.6.17-18, translation and purport. Swarupa, the wife of Bhuta, gave birth to 10 million Rudras, of whom the 11 principles of Rudras were Revata, Aja, Bhava, Bhima, Vama, Ugra, Shakti, Ajay Kappa, Abir Badran, Bihat, Bahrupa, and Mahan. The associates, the ghosts and goblins who were very fearful were born of the other wife of Bhuta.
Okay. Shiva comes from that family. Next, you have to keep on going. He can pass it. Okay, someone else? I can try to get page, I can do it. Okay. So who are the Shiva's family? There it is. Lord Shiva is described here as Charachar Guru, the spiritual master of animate, inanimate object. He is sometimes known as Bhutanath, which means the worshipable deity of the dull-headed. Bhuta is also sometimes taken to indicate the ghost. Lord Shiva takes charge of reforming persons who are ghost and demon, not to speak of others who are godly. Therefore, he is the spiritual master of everyone. It is so merciful. He is so merciful. You know, if you are a homeless, you can talk to the other homeless, otherwise they won't talk. You can become very close. The reason Shiva take this kind of like homeless dress, ashes, just to attract and help them. Not that he wants it, but just to help them. It's so wonderful. Okay, Prabhu, go next. Next. Okay. Worshipping the demigod headed by Shiva where disregarded you in the watering the leaves of a tree after cutting its root. In other words, anybody is worshipping Shiva, that's what Srila Prabhupada said, anybody is worshipping Shiva but not worshipping Krishna. Without worshipping Krishna, you are not complete in your worship. Okay, next. Next.
Where's the risk?
Next. Next. These are the benefits of the, generally in the Vedic culture, they used to take advantage of worshipping Shiva to get a good wife, good daughter-in-law, good son-in-law like this.
Or good health.
Or good health. Sure, good health, all kinds of. Okay. Now I'm going to tell you some of the things we also do in ISKCON, some temples. Next, Prabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes here. Let's see. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes, devotees should not disrespect the devatas. Vaishnava may pray to them for the boon of bhakti to Krishna. By disrespecting them, the devotee's pride will grow and humility will decrease. In this way, the heart will no longer be suitable dwelling place for bhakti. Okay, next. Next. Lord Chaitanya also did. He wrote a beautiful poem to glorify Lord Shiva. Okay. These are also different Jiva Goswami Pad's own writing in Bhakti Ratna, Bhakti Sandarbha, that Bhakti Ratna gives details. Next. Next. This is Krishna book chapter 53, Srila Prabhupada write, how Rukmini Devi desired only Krishna, her worship of the demigod is not condemned. So she is to worship also. Next. This in Hari Bhakti Vilas also said that you could worship Lord Shiva. Next. This is the largest Gopeshwar Banalinga. It's in Mayapur. In the school. Next. This is in Hungary, Shivaram Swami's temple. There's a beautiful Gopeshwar Mahadev in his marble shrine outside the main temple building.
I have a question.
Hold on, I have to finish it before. Yes, I'll come back, thank you. Next. Next. I just came to know Radhanath Maharaj was a Shaivite. And he speaks very well about how the Shaivite thinks and what they talk. Next. This is in Ujjain. I saw we have a beautiful Gopeshwar Mahadev temple. It's actually next to our other deities. There are five sets of deities. Gornitai, yeah. Jagannath, Baladev, Radha, Shamsundar. Next. And here is Gopal Krishna Maharaj bathing, beautiful Gopeshwar Mahadev. Next, Giriraj Maharaj also bathing and part of this Gopeshwar Mahadev. Next, this is other leaders also in Mayapur, in Rajapur. Next time you go to Mayapur, go to Rajapur also. We have a temple there and Gopeshwar Mahadev also there. Next. In Vrindavan, there is a famous temple. These are the five famous temples. And each of them has a beautiful pastimes. You can just meditate. Okay, final conclusion. Somebody can read Srila Prabhupada's comment. Mitra Sen Prabhu, would you like to read?
Oh yeah, I would.
He's going to.
Conclusion for ISKCON devotees and others. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 30, Text 38. Srila Prabhupada says, Vaishnavanam yatha shambhu. The most exalted Vaishnava is Lord Shiva. And those who are actually devotees of Lord Shiva follow Lord Shiva's advice and take shelter at the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. To get material benedictions from Lord Shiva is not difficult, but actually these are not benedictions. The Prachetas received a benediction from Lord Shiva, and as a result, they attained the shelter of the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. This is a real benediction. The gopis also worship Lord Shiva in Vrindavan, and the Lord is still staying there as Gopishwar. The gopis, however, prayed that Lord Shiva bless them by giving them Lord Krishna as their husband. There is no harm in...
Very good. Thank you. Next. This is a famous verse that Prabhupada quote many times. Aradhananam sarvesam Vishnu aradhanam param. Amongst all worship, what is the highest form of worship? Lord Shiva said to his wife, worshipping Vishnu. But then she was depressed, she was sad. I tried to put some, face. And then Lord Shiva saw his wife is sad that worshipping Vishnu is the highest, but she's not worshipping Vishnu every day. She's worshipping Shiva. So then she said, but higher than worshipping Vishnu is worshipping his devotees. Then Parvati smiled. So, okay, I am in a good position then. I'm worshipping you. That's why we give in our ISKCON lifestyle, we give importance of Prabhupada's teachings, Prabhupada's glory, Prabhupada's Guru Puja, we do. Why? Because it pleases Krishna, and that is highest form of worship. So thank you. Next. Okay, if you ever wonder, what does Shiva, Parvati in Golok Vrindavan do? What they do? Gopeshwar Mahadev with his family. He has a family. Also, in Sadashiva, he has a family. What they do? Next two verses we are going to sing together.
Sucharu Bhaktra Mandalam Sukarna Ratna Kundalam Sucharu Chitanga Chandanam Namami Nandanandanam Sudirga Netra Pankajam Sikhi Sikhanda Murdajam Ananga Koti Mohanam Namami Nandanandanam.
Shiva Parvati, they sing this to glorify Krishna. They are not singing their own glory. They sing Radha Krishna's glory. Next. Then next one is for Radharani.
Ananta koti Vishnu loka mamra padma jarchite himadri japoloma jabirincha jabar prade apara siddhi briddhi digda satpadanguli nakhe sadakarishya shihamam kripakataksha bhajanam Makeshari, Kriyeshari, Shadeshari, Shureshari, Vibheda Bharateshari, Pramana Shashaneshari, Rameshari, Shkameshari, Pramodakananeshari, Brajeshari, Brajadipe, Siradhike Namastute.
If you want to please Shiva and Parvati, sing this. Let's do one more time. Then I'll tell you next one what you can pray. If you sing this, they will be happy. Let's do one more time.
Ananta koti Vishnu loka namra padma jarchite himadri japaloma jabirinchi japar pradin apara siddhi briddhi digda satpadanguli nakhe kadakarishya shihama Kataksha bhajanam Makeshari Kriyeshari Sadeshari Sureshari Tribheda Bharateshari Pramana Sasaneshari Rameshari Shameshari Pramodakananeshari Brajeshari Brajadipe Sivadhipe Namaste.
Next. Now we can fold our hand. This is our purpose in life, very nicely, clearly mentioned by Raghunath Das Goswami. Prabhupada said he is the Prayojan Acharya. He composed this. He says this is what you should pray on Shivaratri. Did I say why Shivaratri is special? because this is the day Shiva actually pays attention, not because he was born only or got married, both are correct, but he pays attention to the prayers of any soul anywhere. So fold our hand, fold our hand and pray. Next. Please recite together, three times.
Vrindavana abanipate jaya soma soma maule sanaka sanandana sanatana narada yibde gopishara braja bilasi yoga angri padme prema prajaccha nirupadi namo namaste.
Again.
Vrindavana abanipate jaya soma soma maule sanaka sanandana sanatana narada yibde gopishara braja bilasi yoga angri padme prema prajaccha nirupadi namo namaste.
One more time.
Vrindavana abanipate jaya soma soma maule sanaka sanandana sanatana narada yibde gopishara braja bilasi yoga angri padme prema prajaccha nirupadi namo namaste.
O gatekeeper of Vrindavan, O Soma, all glories unto you, O you whose forehead is decorated with the moon and who is worshipped by Sanaka, Sanandana, Sanatana, Narada and other great sages. O Gopisha, desiring that you bestow upon me divine love for the lotus feet of Shishi Radha Govinda, who perform joyous pastime in Brajadham, I offer my respect unto you again and again. This is a beautiful prayer. Now the last prayer for today. In case if you go through big challenge, difficult for your spiritual path, this is a prayer. There is one devotee, lives in Alachua, I cannot say, he's a wonderful devotee. If I tell you that where he comes from, he was into drug. He was born into the movement, he was into drug, he really went off.
Whoa.
One of Prabhupada's senior disciples, I won't say the name because you will ask him, you will find out. But it's okay probably. He suggested him, hey, I was reading this, why don't you pray this to Lord Shiva? Let him help you. And he was praying every day, 30 days. His mother is a good singer. He just came out. If I tell you his name, you'll say, impossible, he's so gentle. How can he be into drug one time? He was. This is so powerful prayers. You want to get out of any difficulty, struggle? Pray this to Lord Shiva. So let us fold our hand and pray nicely together.
Srimad Gopisharam Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarva Klesha Haram Devam Vrindaranarati Pradam.
Again.
Srimad Gopisharam Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarva Klesha Haram Devam Vrindaranarati Pradam.
One more time.
Sarmat Gopi Saram Bande Sankaram Karunamayam Sarva Klesha Haram Devam Vrindaranarati Pradam.
I offer my respectful obeisances to Gopishar, who is Lord Shiva himself. He is very merciful, removes all troubles and grants spiritual love in Vrindavan. Mahadev Bhagavan Ki Jai. Now let's chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that will please Shiva Parvati.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.